This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I don't know how to tell you this, but Greece is back in the news. It was, of course, the white-hot center of the European debt crisis a couple of years ago. High unemployment, unsustainable pensions, and regular strikes and protests. And then we thought it turned around. More jobs, a buoyant tourism industry, and yes, a big bailout, too. But today, the stock market in Athens fell almost 10%, and as traders, like that guy in David's piece, like to say, the downside risk in Greece is back. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard brings us up to date.
It was Greece's Prime Minister Antonis Samaras who rattled investors. Greek lawmakers were due to vote in a new president in February. Samaras has brought the vote forward. Parliamentarians will have to choose now whether they support his candidate and therefore his pro-austerity policies. It's a big gamble that puts his government on the line, says Marcel Alexandrovich of Jefferies Bank.
Potentially looking at a new general election in Greece before end of January, and that's what's really spooking the markets today.
Because, he says, the front runner to replace the Samaras government is the left-wing anti-austerity Syriza group.
I think a lot of sort of assumptions people are making about Greece, about what's going to happen to public sector debt, sort of the commitment to stick with repayments and so forth, I think those will be questions.
Many analysts say that Greece's recovery was anyway an apparition, that in reality the country is still essentially bust. Today's market turmoil was largely confined to Greece. The euro seemed unaffected. But, says Yanis Varoufakis, an economics professor at the University of Texas, don't be fooled. The whole eurozone is still in deep trouble.
The eurozone is a huge ship that is rudderless at the moment, buffeted by deflationary winds.
And he believes Greece could certainly make waves again for the whole currency bloc.
It doesn't take much to destabilize the markets more generally. And Greece is perfectly capable of doing this once more.
Investors, he says, should brace themselves for rough weather in European financial waters. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.